The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Ever since we signed up to Netflix, what was it, about a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
It quickly became very dominant on my TV. I hardly ever watch normal TV anymore.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, Jules.
Yeah, I just get so addicted to Netflix. It's awesome.
I was a bit late to the Netflix party. When it was announced it was coming to Australia, a lot of my friends were getting hugely excited about it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know what the excitement was about. I feel like an idiot now. I wish I could have gotten involved in that excitement because
earlier,
if I had have known what it was and how it would change my life,
yep,
I probably would have thrown a party.
Well, it's many a weekend where I'll just sit there binge watching a whole series. I just love it.
Usually when...
You know my love of TV anyway.
Jules, yeah, I know.
It runs deep.
You're right into it. It's one of your favourite things to talk about. You're always got a new show on the go. You're usually my go-to person when I'm in a slump and I don't know what to watch next. I usually go, hey, Jules, what are you watching at the moment? And you list off some abstract nonsense that makes no sense to anyone in the room.
Riverdale is a good show.
Well, it usually is good. But that's Netflix in a nutshell. And usually when companies make big sweeping declarations, Apple are famous for it. Usually when they say things like, we're going to change the way you do such and such.
Yeah.
Doesn't usually happen. They don't change anything.
They did initially, but they've had a bit of lackluster
since then.
Yeah,
Apple hasn't changed much. Netflix generally did change the way we watch TV.
That was
the promise. That's what happened.
It's all on demand. It's fine. It's perfect. Then they started making their own TV shows.
And it's the best stuff on there.
Yeah. Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black, of course, House of Cards.
Can we add, we're not actually getting paid anything by Netflix to say this. It might sound like we're just getting on the radio and talking up Netflix for money. No, we just have a genuine love for it.
Yes, we do.
But, Jules, they're doing it again. They're changing the way people watch telly once more. And I think, yes, it's a gimmick, but it's going to be awesome.
Okay, hit me up.
Remember those Goosebumps books from way back when you were growing up? The Choose Your Own Adventure ones?
I love them.
How great were they?
And if you chose a rubbish adventure, you'd go back with the pages and go, okay, I'll go the other one.
Yeah, all the scary adventures. Like, too scary. No, I changed my mind. I once got told off by Goosebumps because I wasn't risky enough, Jules. It gave me an option. I showed up to the theme park with my mates and it said, what are you going to do? You're going to jump the fence and go in there for a look around? Or are you going to tell the guys this is silly, I'm going to go home and get an early night? I'm like, well, naturally, I'm going to go home and get an early night. I'm not going in an abandoned theme park.
Of course you are, Grandpa Chris.
The book told me, he goes, no, you're not going to have any fun like this. Go back and jump the fence with your mates. Told me off. Netflix are going to make, they're experimenting with it at the moment, but a series of Choose Your Own Adventure TV shows.
That sounds amazing.
How fun does that sound?
I mean, the possibilities are endless. Imagine how much the actors would have to shoot.
Oh, I
know. Like all these different possible endings and twists and turns.
It's true, isn't it?
And they'd have to make it cohesive so it would still work, no matter which path you chose.
That is the thing, isn't it? It's like, God, it's like string theory. Like once you pick one outcome, then that creates a whole different storyline. But then you pick another outcome, it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
It goes on forever.
It really would.
It makes me wonder how Netflix are going to rein it in, keep it within control.
Are they doing it with an existing series or is it just a whole brand new series?
I don't know. They really are in experimental stages. So I reckon they'll make a show specifically for it. So they're going to start with kids shows because they're fairly basic and easy.
Yeah.
And if it's successful, then move on to like hard hitting dramas. Maybe on like House of Cards, you can decide whether Frank Underwood, you know, runs with his wife or you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
oh, I like it.
The potential is exciting. Yes, I think it's a little bit of a gimmick, but it's a gimmick I want to at least have like three or four hours playing with.
I love a gimmick. Is that a bandwagon? I'm jumping on it right now.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.